It's time for our regular monthly catch-up with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. We're looking at audio description, which can happen in TV and movies, theatres, if you like your shows, or musicals, even galleries and museums now are looking at audio description of a way of really giving more access to blind and partially sighted people. And in the theatre, it really makes you feel part of the audience as well. Anne, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure, Alan.
Okay, so we've got a few productions we're going to be looking at today. These are all theatre productions which are touring around the UK, and you can catch these with the audio description. Let's start with a great movie, actually. The original was fabulous, and I imagine this will be good on stage as well. It's Whiskey Galore.
Yeah, Whiskey Galore it's a great film. It's a much-loved film. It's the story by Compton Mackenzie. It's set on two little islands in Scotland, quite far from anywhere, and it's a tragedy. They've run out of whiskey. The stores have run dry. A ship arrives, and it's still got no whiskey. So everyone's going a little bit crazy without their daily dose. And then a ship just happens to run aground, and its cargo is whiskey, more whiskey than you could ever imagine and than you could ever really drink. So the story is about these islanders. It's about the relationships between them. And it's about, well, what do you do if suddenly there's a cargo load of whiskey rolls up, and how strict should the excise people be and the officials, or can you kind of palm them off with one or two bottles or crates? So it's a very warm, affectionate tale, and it takes us into the lives of these islanders. And this particular adaptation is done as a group of all women actors performing in wartime. So it's as if all the men have gone off to the war and they're not available to be actors. So the women have created this touring company, and they're presenting the tale. So they play all the different characters. They play probably hundreds of characters between them, putting on a different hat, a different jacket, a different scarf, changing their accent slightly, and becoming all of these characters that we meet on the island. So it's a lot of fun, of course, and it's a great story.
Okay, so there's Whiskey Galore. Where will that one be, Anne?
That one's starting at Oldham, at the Coliseum in Oldham, and then it's going off on a tour around the country. So hopefully people will be able to catch it with audio description.
Right, let's move on to one which I have seen again. Saw this one on TV, a great film once again. It's East is East.
Yes, this has become a real classic. I think when it was first created, nobody had an idea of just how popular and kind of what a long life it would have. So it's been revived here by the Octagon Theatre in Bolton. It's being performed in the round, this one. So the audience is sitting all the way around the action. And of course, it's the story of the Khan family. The man, the father, is Pakistani, and his wife is from Salford, Manchester. And they have had 8 children, can you believe? 7 of them are still at home, and they're either grown up, but the youngest one is this wonderful character who has, I think, captured everyone's imagination. And this is Sajid, the little boy who wears his parka all the time, even when he goes to bed, and hides in the coal shed. And so he's still a schoolboy. And the next one up is the only girl with all these brothers, and she's still at school. And it's very much about the clash of cultures, about how the parents should bring them up, about what they should be expected to do. They're living in Salford, but should they still be expected to go to the mosque? Should they be expected to go along with arranged marriages? And of course, it's also very funny, as well as raising important questions.
It's quite a, I don't know, I found it quite a bittersweet but funny film when I saw it on TV. There's some very serious topics in here and some humour in it as well. Also, is it a bit challenging in the round?
It is in a way. It's certainly challenging for the describer when you're preparing in the round, because you need to see it from various different angles to make sure you don't miss anything which needs communicating to the audience. They do move around a lot, so you're not looking at somebody's back for too long, as it were. It also has implications for the staging, because nothing can be too high because it blocks the view potentially of the audience. So all those considerations need to be taken into account, really. But I certainly agree, it is a bittersweet tale. There's a lot of really hard topics in there, and there's the domestic violence in there, but also there are some brilliantly funny lines.
Okay, we've got time for a couple more, and let's go on to a real biggie. This is Miss Saigon.
Yes, I'm delighted that I'm going to be describing Miss Saigon in quite a few venues all around as it goes off on tour. I've described it in the West End, and I did describe it many years ago when it was touring around. The story, again, one to tug at your heartstrings, this one, the story of the young 17-year-old Kim, who comes to Saigon, who has to work as a bar girl, ends up one night with one of the GIs, and they fall in love and they live together, but only for a short time because he has to go back to America and she misses him dreadfully and does everything she can to try and find him. And meanwhile, he's far, far away in America and he doesn't even know if she's still alive. And we find out that he then gets married. He has a new American wife. And it's that story of that relationship. But obviously, it's one relationship. But the impression that we get is this could have happened to hundreds and hundreds of GIs as they came over. But it has the great character of the engineer who's going to fix everything and seems to have his fingers in all sorts of pies. And you can't help but like him, but he's quite a slippery, wily character, and really he just has his interests at heart. And of course, we have the helicopter coming down, which is always a great moment to describe, and some really great music as well that people will recognise.
And with the audio description, you know, a lot of the times the patrons get to go on stage for the touch tour, so they get to kind of explore the set and the props and sometimes meet some of the cast as well. It must be great when you get one of these big performances, big productions, to get the chance to do that.
It is, yes. And the touring companies are usually very helpful. This one is, it's got a tour just an hour beforehand, so people aren't going to be hanging about. They can come and do the tour, and then it'll be more or less time to go into the theatre. I don't think we'll get to explore the helicopter, but we will certainly have access to lots of the props and the costumes. And quite often, one or two of the actors do come to say hello as well. So that's an added bonus when we get chance to do the touch tours.
Great stuff. Okay, we've got one final one to talk about. What one would you like to squeeze in, Anne?
I think I'll just squeeze in Crazy for You. This has been on tour for a while. It's going to be in Bradford in the middle of April. This is just a lovely story, and it's got fantastic costumes again. It's wonderful music. It's a little bit of escapist one. If you just want a really nice, entertaining afternoon out with beautiful music to listen to and to take you away on a story. So it's, again, it's lots of fun, and it's a feel-good one. It's one to take your mum to, that one.
Lovely. Right, and we're out of time almost, so if people would like more info on the shows or any others you've got coming up with Mind's Eye, how do they get those details?
If you'd like to go to the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and on the events page there's a calendar with details of all the shows and where they are and what time they are. We're on Twitter, that's at mindseyearts. We have a Facebook page, and if you want to drop us a line, we always like to hear from people. It's mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
Fantastic. And thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up with you again next month for some more audio description touring productions to chat about. In the meantime, though, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.